Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. We got another episode rolling in Tennessee Fan Talk. Week 10 in the books. Week 11 ahead. We got a feel-good win at home. Despite some things we'll talk about. Got to see a little Nico. Vegas already talking about this coming Saturday. And it's basketball season.
All that. Balls in your mouth.
All that, a little more. Get in here with us. So hard to hit that timing. Guys, they... Thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. You got the Duke. You got Bird. You know the rest of it. We had a feel-good win at home. It's crazy to look online and get into social media, and the people that go, look, Dad, what do you think about Joe Milton? It's against UConn. Let's calm down. Let's calm down. Hold it back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Feel-good win. Needed to get out there and kick some butt, but ineffective in the red zone against UConn.
I mean, didn't our defense outscore our offense almost? So there's no, I mean, take it for what it's worth. We weren't in the red zone as much as we normally are.
First time the D puts up 3 sixes.
Oh, that's the devil. I mean, I told you on the pre-show, I didn't watch a single snap. I've only watched highlights, so I didn't see any of the lowlights, so I have no idea.
There wasn't too many lowlights. Milton looking better week over week. Got to give it to him.
Sure, he would look good against this team. Science Hill would look good against this team.
Nico looked really good. Nico and his Hooker-esque running style.
I didn't know where you were going with that one, but yeah.
I was not going Hugh Freeze.
I didn't know. Yeah, Hugh Freeze, he calls his tricks. Let me show you my tricks.
Let me bring
no
out,
pun intended.
Let me bring out the trick playbook.
Watch the trick. It's a little black trick playbook here.
Oh, God bless. Midget Hooker popped out of a cupcake. Nico did have a couple mistakes, had one or two high throws, one that was just, it's like he didn't mean to let it go, and then he, had, I don't know, went in the dirt. And,
do we know what his hand size is? I need a hand size.
I don't know what his hand size is.
Let's say in the NFL. He's got small hands. He's holding the ball.
Can't hold on. Yeah, but
I don't know, I'm just making jokes.
NFL, you know, regulations, things are huge.
I think the white stripes that they don't, I think it throws it off a little bit. I prefer the white stripes.
Yes.
Because I can see somebody like...
Yeah, I like the white stripes too.
Somebody throw a
good
duck.
Albums.
I was trying to, like Casey Clawson, who was the best at throwing ducks. But it worked. I'm a Casey Clawson guy.
Yep. I like Hey There Delilah as well.
The White Stripe.
Oh. Or is that Plain White Tees?
That's not.
Yeah,
The White Stripes is dun, 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 dun.
There we go. See, it would have been funny had I got the song, the band right with the song.
But another strike against an opponent saying that Tennessee treats it like their Super Bowl. The UConn guys were talking smack before the game. Like, you are one of the only three teams left that is not affiliated with the conference.
Fourth.
It's because
they're the
nobody
fourth
wants
and independent.
You stink so bad.
Yeah.
What?
They're fourth in independence.
Notre Dame. Army. Who's the third one?
I don't know.
I think it's only three. Or there's four and there's only going to be three left because Army's joining somebody next year or something. I can't remember what it is. We also found out this week that Notre Dame is frauds got beat by Dabo.
There are four.
Holy Cross.
Notre Dame, Army, UConn, and UMass.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, the
Minutemen.
The Minutemen. Yeah, they're pretty good in hockey, I think.
Sure. This has been another episode of
Talking Hockey.
Duke's Random Knowledge.
They are pretty good at hockey, I think.
Heading into week 11, Vegas calling Mizzou a close one. Tennessee, depending on where you're looking, between a point, point and a half favorite. Depending on where you're betting.
I think Mizzou might be sneaky frauds. I'm not going to pick Tennessee to win for my psyche.
But
I think they might be a little fraudulent.
The question on that is, can Tennessee shut down Schrader?
I mean, he's a white bread, ain't he? I think
he is.
So he's like Christian McCaffrey reincarnated.
We'll get into that, but I don't.
We stopped. What's his name with Kentucky? That was supposed to be so good.
We did. We shut down Ray Davis, and then they took to the air on us. The difference is, Mizzou can be dangerous in the air as well. They can be.
Well, I think Eli Drinkwitz is going to get a little too involved in the game. He's going to get too emotional.
Is he going to put on his mask after it?
He's going to try. He's going to Darth Helmet. He's going to try to. I think he's going to try to run a score up on us. He feels like he has the right to because we beat the crap out of him.
Because we ran it up on him last year. You see,
Heupel, and the year before that,
Heupel gave a smirk when him and Mora were meeting after the game. It was a very quick handshake, and then Mora said something.
I mean, if I was Mora, I would be mad too because he knows that he could have done what Pruitt did and took a PE job and coach at freaking Dobbins Bennett High School and make more money than he is at UConn. And have a better life, because UConn stinks. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, there's some D3 teams that could beat them.
Yeah, they're known for basketball.
So is Kentucky. You just ask their fan base, they'll tell you.
until they're...
In South Carolina, they're really good at women's basketball. Don't worry, they'll tell you.
They are. I mean, they legit are.
I forgot to make the joke last week, but I forgot it was a cockfight. A legitimate cockfight. Cox versus Cox. Some might call it a sword fight. In some places in the United States, they might call that a sword fight. I call it a cockfight.
Is Jacksonville State the Cox as well?
They are the Cox, yeah. Okay. I mean, it was cock on cock action. I mean, I could keep going all day long.
Well, we better not.
Cox beating Cox.
Tennessee put up 275 yards of rushing, 375 of passing, 650 yards offensively. Finally, it only took a equivalent of a high school team to put it up.
Maryville would beat him. Maryville would definitely beat him.
I don't like the 11 penalties for 90 yards. I don't like that. I don't like.
I think the referees are getting tired.
I don't like that our red zone touchdowns was 2 of 4 trips. Now, 8 for 12 on third down conversions against this team is what bothers me. Against an SEC team, fantastic number. Mm-hmm. Not against UConn.
I think I'm starting to think one of our red zone issues, this is just my opinion, is that we don't have that dominant receiver down there that can, you know, like make separation, something, you know, make him give a presence down there. We just don't have the big guy that can either A, go up and get it, or a tight end, or that can, you know.
I was going to say tight end. Yeah.
That's just what I'm saying.
You don't have passing,
because, you know, the closer you get to the end zone, the tougher it gets to score because they ain't got to work. They've got only 10 yards, so they're out of bounds kind of thing. So it gets smaller and smaller. That's just my opinion.
They don't have
fant. I don't know nothing what I'm talking about. But
They don't have big fant to run it in.
Sure. They sure don't.
Or pass it, you know, whatever it is.
Well, you got to be able to throw it less than 123 miles an hour when you're that close to the out-of-bounds line.
Last week's picks, you had me 4-2, man. All I got was Ole Miss and Tennessee. But Tennessee, I was on it. 55-3 was my pick. So that
what did I say?
You said 42-9.
Oh.
Still not a bad pick.
No.
Had it not been for defensive touchdowns, we wouldn't have been anywhere near that.
It doesn't matter. I mean, like, our defense was out there. So, I mean, like, that's all
you
can do.
Come on.
Oh, maybe they start make it take it. It's like if your defensive scores, you get the offense gets the ball back. Make it take it. Like street basketball. No blood, no foul kind of thing. Make it take it.
That's a very, very awesome segue that you had right there. That's why he's the Duke. That is why he's the Duke. The basketballs started their exhibition season there, 2-0. One of them was that.
It's just like football. They're paying Tennessee Tech to come on down to the Food City Forum.
No. The Tennessee Tech, that's game one. That's not an exhibition.
I know it's not, but I'm saying it's just like, I mean, like last week against UConn could be technically an exhibition.
But their first game with the big win over number 4 Michigan State, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was an exhibition game like the Globetrotters.
In the Funds for Maui exhibition game.
Ain't nobody talking about that no more because we keep it moving.
As we're recording this, Tennessee has just wrapped up their game against Tech with a win, and it's pretty awesome to see Meshack, Vescovy connect, which is, gosh, you could just have so much fun with that. Triple J and Adu, amazing starting five. I think Tennessee.
I mean, you're talking something that I legitimately might watch one game this year.
Oh, I'm watching every bit of them, and hopefully they go deep in March.
Now, I watch the baseballs. I like watching the baseballs.
I do.
Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Is that when you're making them?
No, I think I used to, back in the day when I was a kid, it was Friday, if I do remember correctly. We used to go all the time.
Well, now it's hard to get a ticket to get in.
I know, because it only sits 12 people in there.
They're doing their expansions now.
I mean, the Johnson City Cardinals have a better stadium. Science Hill plays there.
We're going to, as we wrapped up week 10, we're going to get into week 11 as soon as we get back from our little break on paying for this public service announcement.
PSA.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef. Hey, welcome back, Vols fans. Hitting the second half of our show for you. Week 11.
Sticks, baby.
Tennessee, CBS, game of the week, number three.
We are 0-2 with Gary Danielson's bum ass up there. He's got his turf. We got the Gary Danielson flute.
Oh, playing in a crowd of 62,000, that is Mizzou.
I know it's in Columbia, Missouri, but
do they count the kids sitting on the rocks?
They probably count the rocks. You know what I'm saying?
You've seen Frozen. Those are trolls.
You know what? Missouri needs to run with this, and their student section need to be called the Minions, and they dress in yellow with blue jean overalls. They need to be called the Minions. You know what I'm saying?
I so want to go into Minion voice, but I'm not going to do it.
Peanut.
Mizzou last week against Georgia. Here, so let's stack it up. We're gonna stack this up for you. Mizzou against Georgia. They rushed 151. They passed 212, so a total of 363 yards, which is something that Tennessee can. They can do that. They had 49 yards in penalties, which is about what they are averaging. They're doing very well in the penalty department. 5 for 13 on third down conversions, 1 for 3 for red zone touchdowns. Tackle for loss, just 5 of them for 17 yards. So Tennessee, by the numbers, beats Mizzou on every line that matters. Passing.
You shouldn't even have said that.
Passing.
That's always bad.
Rushing.
Because on the numbers, we should have beat Florida.
Tackle for loss, sacks, points per game, conversions. The only thing that they have on us, other than penalties, is they are better in the red zone. We're something.
Well, that's hard. It's not hard to be better than us in the red zone.
We're something. So I'm not like that 50, impressed. 53%, and they're like 66.
Okay, great. Good job, Eli. Great job, Eli.
Way to be good at one thing.
I mean, what's the weather going to be like? Do we know?
Cold.
Snowy, rain, no precipitation. No, you have no idea.
No idea. We can look that up.
I just Googled where Columbia, Missouri was, It is west of St. Louis, about halfway between St. Louis and Kansas City. So my sources tell me Kansas State's next team in the SEC.
K-State.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Jokes. So I don't want to add nobody else. Texas and Oklahoma, nobody else. I'm out. Nobody.
It's actually
out.
61 is the high. So it's going to be great for those guys.
Yeah, our receiver's hands might be a little cold. You know, Joe Milton's throwing it that hard.
Get ready. Let's make these picks because I know you have some jokes about some of these things. Number 8, Alabama beating LSU last week and staying at number 8. Alabama at the grocery. 12 o'clock Eastern, ESPN.
We can't make fun of the grocery store no more. We are guilty as charged.
That's true, but not in football.
Not yet.
If it's
it's going to be called Mayfield Field next time. I know it. They're going to put a yellow dome on it and say, look, it doesn't sour as easy.
Doesn't sour. We're holding all the mustard inside. 42-28, Alabama over Kentucky.
It's a noon game? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not very often. Like last week, Milroe led in passing and rushing. And then on LSU, Daniels led in passing and rushing.
Daniels also led in receiving.
Concussion protocol. Teeth on the field. Teeth on the field.
Does Saban bring his officials with him?
Saban probably sold him a couple Mercedes Benz or something.
Sold them.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, they don't lease them to the referees. No, we ain't gonna get you one of them fake leases. No, we'll sell you one.
No, just drop a dollar in the parking lot on your way out.
Oh yeah, we'll get you that SL500. It's right over there in the corner. Just keys are in your bag.
Can't find the keys. Jiggle your pockets.
Yeah, don't. They're already there. They're there. How did you do that? It's like, I'm the magic man. Now you see me. Now you don't.
Now you don't. Check it, mate.
Alabama 35, Kentucky 10.
35-10.
And now it's time for the snooze fest of the week.
Snooze fest.
Vanderbilt travels to South Carolina where Butch Jones is head coach.
What?
That's the joke. Everybody says that Beamer's Butch Jones 2.0. He can sell ice to an Eskimo.
You say that Beamer's Butch Jones 2.0.
It's all over Twitter. I ain't the only one.
Oh,
I mean, it's a shame. I mean, Beamer's going to be the next head coach of the Ferrum Panthers, D3.
38-17, South Carolina.
I didn't watch it, but I saw some people talking. Was Vanderbilt making a run on Auburn at the end of the ball game?
If I'm honest, I have not gone through and watched the rest of the SEC.
Well, you know you know where I got my info from was from SEC Shorts today, because like they were making a joke saying I saw you making that run. You know, let me check that final score. Let me go back to week 10. If my computer will work. I thought it was like 31-7 or something. Final score was
31-15.
Oh.
Liberty Mutual customized my car insurance and I saved hundreds. With the money I saved.
Vanderbilt 28, South Carolina 21. Welcome to the show, Vandy. Come on, Vandy.
Give me that one more time.
28-21. Commodores. Anchor down.
And then now that we recorded, whatever thing popped up when I went to SEC Sports, thanks a lot for your ads. Did you say Vandy?
Lord works in mysterious ways.
It was funny because I wrote Vandy, I wrote the score, and then it clicked.
Yep, I sure did. I normally pick Vanderbilt for 3, 6, or 9. Not this week, folks.
See, I picked Vandy last week for the upset, and you got on
to me. I think Vanderbilt has one in them every year. South Carolina stinks.
And you think that this is the snooze fest and not the next game?
What, Auburn, Arkansas? I would much rather watch KJ Jefferson play. Come on. At least he's halfway entertaining. But he also leads the team this year in rushing and passing, which is not very good.
Auburn 13-10.
No, Auburn don't win.
Oh, really? You think
Pittman... I have hope in Arkansas. I almost picked them last week against Florida because I can still not believe that we got beat by daggum Sunbelt Billy. How about Sunbelt Billy Bob?
Sunbelt Billy Bob. Billy Bob.
Oh, Cole Klein. Oh, that's my...
Yeah, you went the wrong way with that.
He's gone.
Went the wrong way with that. Yeah, Sam.
Arkansas 21, Auburn 17.
Pittman got a nice bonus.
A.K.A. Titman.
Out of beating that. Number 10, Ole Miss. Traveling. Number 2, Georgia. I'm a big Kiffin fan this weekend.
I don't see it happening.
Big Kiffin fan this weekend.
I can just see Kirby Smart right now just lying to his players, saying, look at what they're all saying. Look at that. I got Ole Miss has a chance. And then he comes out and he's like, oh, Ole Miss has a good football team. You know, that's him in the Saban line as everybody's like, even, I mean, they all do it. Freaking Heupel did it last week. Now, yeah, UConn's got a good football program. Don't lie. Don't lie to me.
35.
Now, Ole Miss does have a good football program.
34. Kiffin.
Shit. And how do you think that is somebody going to miss an extra point to get to 34?
No, you're going to get to 28 and kick 2 field goals.
Oh, okay. Nope. <Mm-mm. laughs> Nope.
A boy can dream.
Yep, he sure can. 42-28, dogs. 42-28, dogs.
Sunbelt Billy at LSU, number 14.
There's a lot of snooze fests because in Mississippi State and Texas, I'm sorry to jump you. That's a snooze fest, too, but continue on.
That is a snooze fest. Florida, LSU, 48-14, LSU.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I saw our good friend of the program, Paul Feinbaum, not friend of the program, don't know the man at all, but he doesn't think that they're going to fire Sunbelt Billy, and if he don't think so, I don't think so.
Mm.
Now, Jimbo, on the other hand, LSU, by the way, 42-10. Mm-hmm. It's at LSU. It's a night game. Come on, dude. Get your crap together.
We have them by the same margin of victory. Mississippi State, A&M.
Now, that is dead man walking.
That is definitely dead man walking.
But he's also rich man walking.
Yes, he is. 35-24 A&M. At home.
Yeah.
It's not, if it was road, I'd go the other way around.
Yeah. I don't even know. 28-21
A&M. Last, most certainly not least, number 14, Tennessee, at number 16, Miz.
Who?
Miz who? The Miz. The Rock Bank, 62,000 population.
You think by now they'd already start talking about upgrades and all this other stuff because everybody in the SEC does that. Heck, Vanderbilt's doing it. The SEC shorts made a good joke saying how the scoreboard's hung by rent-a-cranes. That's the SEC shorts, not me. That's funny, though.
That's pretty good. They've had to step up their game because Matt Mitchell with SEC roll call has been kicking their butt.
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Oh.
SEC shorts are just too funny.
You go look at the one that dropped an hour ago from Matt Mitchell. Hilarious.
Tell me how you think the game's going to go. Give me some. Just don't give me the score. Give me what you think.
I think we stop their run. I think we stop the run. That we have some trouble beating them in the air, but their defense has now gotten a taste of how awesome interceptions feel. Multiple in a game.
Do you think that we pressured the quarterback any? Do you think our defensive line...
But we had a hard time pressuring UConn.
Maybe they were just taking a little break. Maybe our third string was probably in by the fourth possession of the game.
I said, look, don't... I'm sitting there going, don't get hurt. Please, we don't need starters hurt over this game.
Mm-mm.
So, I think we stopped the run. We get beat in the air a little bit. Two interceptions. Milton's feeling better. He's pumped up. He's gonna have an 80-yard rushing game himself. And we're gonna put up 260 yards on the ground.
Mm.
What'd we beat them by last year? Wasn't it like 62-14 or something?
I think it was like 55-16 or something. I don't remember.
It was up there. Man, I feel like we need a dominant SEC win.
'66-24 last year's final.
Yeah, see, I thought it was up in the '60s. 48-21 balls. Come on, Tennessee defense.
I'm having a tough time picking this because please tell me you've seen the interview with the Alabama fan though talking about how much he hates Tennessee and Philip Farmer. You've seen that, right? It's super old.
No,
they low down. They no good. They some cheetahs. You've never seen that? I hate Philip Farmer. I hate that orange. It's not like that Texas. It's not like Auburn. It's like that puke orange, like the inside of a pumpkin orange. That's what he says. That's what the guy. It's like, it's funny.
Ask him if he could spell any three of those words together.
I take the same guy that hates Alabama, the same guy from Alabama that hates Tennessee that much. That's how much I personally hate Eli Drinkwitz. Hate him.
But
it's a toss up between him and Shane Beamer. I just feel sorry for Shane Beamer. I think he's a couple crowns short of a full box in his brain. Not the brightest bulb in the box. Eli Drinkwitz just has like that face I want to punch. You know what I'm saying? He's got that kind of face. Like somebody just want to punch him in the face. He's just a smug son of a bitch. And he needs to get his ass whipped one time.
He got it whipped last year.
I'm talking about
this year.
Like last week, the cock beaters. catch the cock beaters.
Remington Steel. Little
35-28 Missouri.
Oh,
just
my
for my God. Psyche. Just for my psyche.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're going to get hate mail.
Hate me. Come on. Hate. Player haters ball. If anybody knows what that is, Dave Chappelle. Hate.
I can't believe you went with that. Cannot believe you went with that.
I'm just prepared. Because if Eli gets a chance to whip up on us, which he might. We don't know. We haven't shown that we can travel anywhere other than Kentucky.
You got that right. That's all right. We're going to travel there and take care of
business. I have to feel like the faithful in Missouri are not that loud.
Plus, it's only 62,000.
I feel like the whole student section could be in the band. I don't know much about... I really don't know much about... I don't still consider them. They're not as... Take them out.
Get them out of here.
Them in Arkansas. Arkansas is like the most secluded team in the SEC. There's nobody close to them. That's why nobody travels to their football games, because you got to take a 12-hour flight to get there.
You go in my car. What?
Good God. Ain't no major interstate.
I'm going by plane, bus, airboat.
You remember when Bobby was
his mama came in here on the
airboat. My dog's wanting the bub and bowl.
We want to thank you guys for listening. Be sure to like, share, follow, all that jazz. Wherever you are, we are at FTN Fan Talk. Click that. You should have a little link. If you're listening to the podcast, reach down, hit that description, click that link. It's our link tree that will take you to either a donation, b a join the show where you can book to be on the show, or to all of our social media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
All that. From the bird, from the Duke. Go Vols.
Peace up, A-Town down. Scratch my balls.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.